won't do it, but I will. My mission? No Obamacare. No way. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business, that's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, or windowworldstlouis.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Attend the open house at the Art Institute of St. Louis Saturday, June 16th at 10 a.m. or 12 noon. RSVP today at aiopen.com. That's aiopen.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Going to take a bath before the show, but now I find myself wanting to inhale bath salts. What is that about? What is that all about? What's wrong with people?
Anything to get high.
I get, but what do you just go around and just take anything you can snort and test it?
Hey, I wonder what'll happen if I snort this.
I have
bath
no
salt.
Idea how they found bath
salts. And it's not the same salts like the Epsom salts. It's something totally different.
You know who invented those? Buddy Epsom.
Really?
Yeah. Did he? Ooh. Yeah, Beverly Hillbilly.
Wow.
Epsom salt. I know it's Epsom. I know. It's just a joke. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 12th day of June, and we welcome the return of Tina Delpiez.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And you were off yesterday.
I was.
And would you explain to people, because I couldn't count the calls or email.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't get any. Tell them anyway where you were.
I took the day off because my granddaughter is in town visiting, and I wanted to be able to spend a day with her before she left. She's
so
moving.
So you put family before work.
Yep.
You know,
ouch.
That does not that doesn't go over very well in the radio business. That
That's well, I know how much you like spending time with your wife.
See that. I want to say that hurts, but it's true.
She's got your hair.
So I can't. I don't have a comeback for that. So where do you go with your granddaughter?
Well, this would be my Burke segment then, huh?
It could be.
Okay. On Sunday. Well, I'll start with Saturday.
You look really nice today.
Thank you.
No, you do. That's a nice top. It hangs well.
Yeah.
It does.
I agree.
I like it when you show, like, 2 inches of a cleavage crack above the neckline.
cleavage crack.
Well,
boob
that's what
crack.
It is.
Yeah.
Boob crack.
We tried to go see that new movie, that Moonrise.
Don't change the subject on me.
Yeah.
Whatever you
Hold
call
on, we're
that.
Talking about your crack some more.
The one with Madagascar?
No, Moonrise something. The one with
Hotel
Bill Murray
or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
the one that sounds
McDormand.
Horrible.
It's only at one theater, and I thought to myself, well, nobody's going to be going to a 4:30 matinee on a Saturday when it's this nice out. And
were they full?
It was sold out.
Whoa, that's unusual.
Yeah, and people were buying tickets for like two movies later.
So what else did you
we
do?
We left. The next day, we went to, on Sunday, we went on a float trip, a 9-mile float trip.
Is that considered a long float trip? That seems long.
It was long enough.
Yeah. It's pretty much an all-day float trip,
right?
It
was, because we stopped twice and swam and floated down the rocks. I have all these little chunks out of my leg because...
And who was on the float trip with you?
Family. It was my granddaughter's first float trip. She rode in the middle of a canoe. The rest of us had kayaks. So she was kind of like the princess. It was kind of like on African Queen, remember, with Catherine Hepburn.
I need to see
and
that
she kind
again.
Of just sat there and gave orders. But it was a lot of fun. The water was nice and cool. It was pretty shallow at the beginning, so we had to get out and carry a couple of times.
Yeah.
I can't
That's
imagine.
What I like when I have to carry my boat.
Right. Yeah, well, there was a couple people with rafts, and I can't even imagine.
I love rafts.
Rafts are the way to go.
They are if there's water, but if the water is very shallow.
I cannot stand canoes. I've only done two float trips in my life. And both times, within 10 minutes, I flipped over and I lost my camera. Everything went in the water.
Yeah, I won't do a canoe anymore.
Canoes, you got to really know what you're doing. Give me the Tom Sawyer raft.
I think a kayak's pretty hard to turn over.
Yeah, that's too much work.
You just put all your stuff right up underneath the
floor. Yeah, but you got to paddle a lot. It's work.
You have to paddle. That's true. But it was a lot of fun. The water.
One of those rivers where you don't do anything. The current just takes you.
Oh, those are the best.
You just sit
there. A couple years ago when we went, it had rained and rained and rained. The water was way up.
Oh, it's
and
nice.
It was. It was fast. You just kind of coasted.
And then if you're on a raft, you can just sit back and just bounce off the edges.
Oh,
pretty much.
And in Spain, you have to worry about it because the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
But there's parts you go by the Merrimack Springs and the water's really cold, but it's so clear you can see all the fish and everything.
I'd like to see you in cold water. What were you wearing?
A swimming suit.
Two-piece?
No. Well, no. Actually, I usually wear one of those workout tops.
Hang on. Let me just visualize.
It's more support because when you're bending over and doing all kinds of stuff, you don't want to worry about stuff falling out.
Oh. Yeah.
Stop it.
Who's worried? You're the only one that's worried about it.
Nobody else is worried. They're worried it's not going to fall.
Great fun. And then yesterday we went to the City Museum, and I had never been there.
I have still never been there. My wife has been. My kids have been. I've never been there.
It's
You know what scares me away? The word museum.
Oh, it's not the Black
part that, I know, but that's the part that scares me.
But the thing is,
I hear it's
for kids,
it's
I think. I mean, the visuals are great for the adults to go, wow, who
but
thought
you
of
can,
that?
It's sturdy enough where all adults can, if you're able to.
But the holes to climb through are way too small for a lot of people.
What they ought to do to get people like me in is they ought to trick us by naming it the City Remote Control Helicopter Building. And then I get in there and go, hey.
Well, they have a plane that sticks up way up above the building that you have to climb. I mean, what you have to climb through, first of all, they have these little spaces that are no bigger than a foot wide and maybe a foot tall that you have to, like, crawl down into stuff. And then they have spaces up above you. Outside, it's way up high. And to crawl over to that slide, you're 10 stories up and you're in, it's metal.
Metal cage. Yeah, see, I don't
and
like
And you're crawling through the metal and there's... You're just out there in the middle of nowhere.
There's some dumb parents that take their kids to that place and just let them run. Because, I mean, you can get hurt. And it's something where a parent should supervise their kid most of the day. But the couple times I went there, there are parents that just let 3-4-year-olds just run around.
Gracie walked ahead of us at one point.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Not well.
But she's real thin and everything, so she could fit in everything. I did go on the 10-story slide. You go, you climb all these steps, then you go down to the bottom.
How's it sound again?
I thought it was there.
It sounds just like a slide.
I did go in one of the mazes where it's tall enough to stand, and then it gets smaller and narrower.
Right.
And I, after just like 30 seconds, I had to hurry up and get out because I have like claustrophobia.
Oh,
not like claustrophobia. It's claustrophobia. And as far as that 10-story slide, I just didn't look down. I kept looking at the steps as we went up because I knew if I started looking down, I wouldn't... you can't move. You start to get paralyzed and worry. But, she had walked in front of us, and we were a couple people behind, and the guy's like, that works for you, he says, is she with you? And I said, yeah, because now they're checking so that the kids aren't left alone. They want a guardian nearby.
Yeah, because some people tried suing them and, you know, doing lawsuits against them because my kid got hurt. Well,
hey, really? That's what happened. They could do that at the McDonald's playground.
Yeah.
But there's a million kids there.
Yeah. I hear it's great.
It's they were having a blast. I wish I could have gone in those little spaces, and but there's no way I couldn't. We saw a couple large children.
No way, just because of your claustrophobia.
No way, because of the size.
Oh,
a couple children. I guess they were like 12 or 13, but they were larger kids. And
well,
and
I'm
to
out.
Try and
I know I'm not going to be going.
You're
a large kid.
And, like, they had, you know, like a tree that you go up, and it's the space is minuscule. And you have, and then there's a step right above you. So
well, you said
of-
about a foot wide. Here's a foot. Let me show you. Right, all right, that's a foot right there.
Yeah, and some of those spaces are like pitch black that you crawl in. You can't see anything, and you have to crawl into this hole. It's like,
do you know what pitch black means? You know what that means when you say pitch black? Do you know what that is?
You can't see your hand.
No. What is pitch? What does that mean? Pitch.
I don't know.
Why do they
say pitch of a roof? There's
it's a product that's put in asphalt and tar. It's the blackest black there is pitch.
Uh-huh.
They use pitch in the making of asphalt. I'm practically a genius.
Yeah.
It's true. Look at that.
Interesting.
It's a component of asphalt and like tar. Black is thank you. Black is tar. Black is pitch. That's why you say pitch black. They could have said, "Ooh, it was tar black in there." It didn't sound as good.
No. I was kind of wondering, because I've heard people talk about going to Windows on Washington, and
yes,
I thought that
there.
Was in the City Museum. Is it not?
I was there one time, and somebody there was a function there. It's one of those places a lot of people book for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that is connected somehow. It's like their banquet.
Because I would really
center.
Like to go there when there were no kids, because I might be tempted to try a few more things, you know, without 50 kids standing behind you waiting for you.
Anytime
to get your
you're tempted to try things new and you don't want people watching, call me.
Yeah.
But so it was just some of the art in there, and it's just like, who thought of doing this? It's
well,
that
one people guy. Are smarter than we
Bob
it's that
Cassily,
one guy that,
that
yeah, that passed away. Yeah.
And absolutely. We saw a little magic show. It was funny. The guy was funny, and he was, you know, he was pretty clever. He had the kids involved.
No, you should have seen the magic a peon did before the show.
Oh, it was
unbelievable.
Yeah,
I have a trick for you later.
Yeah, here, I came in today.
Really?
I came in today. And before the show, Peon comes over with a deck of cards. He goes, a trick for you. And he says, here, pick three cards. And I pick three cards. Okay, let me know if any of the cards I turn over are your card. Now, I'm not supposed to see any of my cards because they're supposed to be the only three left. He turns over like 10 cards. There's one of my cards. He goes, I messed up. Let
Take
me do it
two.
Again. So he did the trick like three times. It was don't ever go on stage and do magic.
I'll show you. Yeah, I'll show you during the break. It's pretty fascinating.
But while we were there, we got to kind of go back behind the scenes of the circus, and there was a guy there teaching a gal to walk on a wire and stuff, a young gal.
What, did you get, like, VIP status? They knew who you were?
Kinda. Well, my friend's sister worked there, so.
Yeah, use the large morning show thing. You'd be amazed where
you know
but
who
he
I
knew
am.
Who
yeah.
you were. This guy we were talking to that was training the tightrope walker.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a rope, it was a wire.
Well, Frank's very athletic.
He knew
probably
me.
Knew him.
Yeah, he's
well,
he said he used
like
to be
talk.
In radio and he used to do production.
Well, I don't like to talk about this. He probably knows me because he taught me to walk the tightrope.
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
That's something I don't talk about.
With no net?
Yeah.
The high wire?
That's right. I don't like to talk about it because then people go, oh, let's see you do
and
it.
And then they had a ton of those little unicycles and stuff. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to do that?
No, I have always wanted to ride a unicycle, and now it's too late. I could,
no,
if I do
it's
now,
not.
No, oh, no, no, I would break every bone in my body. I think riding a unicycle, you'd be able to say you do something nobody else in your neighborhood does or nobody at work does. How many people ride a unicycle? Not very many.
No.
Oh,
and
man.
And I've thought about it, and I've actually in my head gone through the mechanics of it. I don't think I could possibly get going on it.
I know. I couldn't do it. I saw a video. It was a 13-year-old Asian girl doing a unicycle performance. It was amazing what she was able to do on that thing. It just, I'll have to.
Or they go back and forth.
And,
or stand
even more
still.
Than that. She was standing up on the, she had pegs right below the seat and rubbing her foot along the tire to keep it. Oh, it was just fascinating.
You got to do that from the time you're a little kid.
And I want to juggle. I want to know how to juggle.
I can juggle.
really juggle?
Three. Like, yeah. Yeah, so can peanut.
Not, yeah. not as like well
those
as I...
bowling pin looking.
Oh, no, no, no. I do tennis balls, but I need to... You need to practice, and you get rusty, and I'd probably...
I could do it for about maybe a minute or two. But
I think it'd be fun to go to a party and go, hey, watch.
You know what? I am going to... I don't normally do this. Yeah. Free juggling lessons in the evening for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we going to juggle balls or what?
No.
Oh,
I like
yeah,
to start.
Some ball
start...
juggling.
Yeah.
You don't start off. You don't start off with three things. That's too difficult. You take two things in your hand.
There's a new. Two. It's called jiggle juggling.
Yeah. There's a
jiggle juggling.
And they never fall.
No. You just.
I'll show you after the show.
Good practice.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll like it. You'll love it. Anybody else? As long as you're in the Burke segment. Nothing.
Well, I don't have anything.
Once, twice, three times.
Oh wait, one more thing. Okay. I have it written down here. I've never seen. I know you have seen eagles. Because you go and do
I think
all that
the correct grammar is I ain't never saw.
Yeah.
I ain't never saw.
No, I've never
I'm
seen.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, we've been over to Alton where the during the winter when the eagles are there.
I saw the eagles one time at Riverport. They were pretty good.
Yeah, that's not fun. Well, go ahead.
But there were gigantic birds flying up above us on the river. I kept thinking they're waiting for us to die. But there was one in a tree. And holy cow, I don't know, how tall is that, you think? 2 feet or something? But it had
Here's 1 foot.
It had a brown
head.
That's
about 2 feet.
But everybody else agreed that it was a female eagle. Are they different than the white bald eagles?
I think so.
There's another breed of eagle where it's not, you know, it's not the whitehead ones. I think they... They're all brown.
Not every eagle is a bald eagle.
Right, right.
There are other eagles.
Because I tried going like, you know, ooh, ooh, ooh.
There's a golden eagle.
Whoa, hold on. You
I was making. I was trying to make bird noise.
Do that again. Close the door. Here come the birds.
Oh, look out. I hate that.
And at one point, it looked like he kind of turned his head, or she, whatever.
All right, how come you never hear anybody mention anything but the bald eagle? There are other eagles, but nobody mentioned.
There's a golden eagle.
But nobody ever mentions a golden eagle, and nobody cares. Hey, let's go see the golden eagle.
I think because the bald ones were so close to being extinct all those years that it was rare to see them. But now, thankfully, their population has grown again. So.
Is that how the golden eagle fairy got its name? Because maybe there's eagles over there?
I think it is.
Hey.
How about that?
We learned. Just keep learning.
Wow.
Keep learning.
I learned
on this
pitch
show.
And the Golden Eagle Fairy.
Pitch,
okay,
pitch,
that's it
pitch
now.
Black.
I'm done.
Okay, Burke segment is over. Becky, Queen of Carpets, I see where today, on STL Today, the website, where they've closed all five of the Becky stores. Now, I don't know Becky, and I've never been in Becky, Queen of Carpets, carpet and tile store, but I hate to see this because... You know, it's just another...
It's kind of like the Steve Mizrani thing,
iconic,
you know, an icon.
Local... It's sort of part of St. Louis. You know, St. Louis, you say St. Louis, Arch, Steve Mizrani, Slyman Brothers, Becky, Queen of Carpets, and then all that stuff, the Arch is still here.
Didn't they have a split? Because it used to be two women, and then Becky ended up going on her own, didn't she?
Yes.
I think so, and then originally her dad was in it, and he died when she was...
She lost a bunch of weight, too.
Recently. She did that lap band...
But it always
used to do
like,
lap dances.
No, lap band. Yeah. Lap band
but it always looked like they superimposed her face on a different body, didn't it?
It did.
In the ads?
Yeah, it did. But I hate to see this. And here's what I'm not kidding when I say this. Becky, if you're listening, I know you did a lot of television. You spent a lot of money on TV. What's the moral of this story, folks? Being on television doesn't necessarily bring the customers in. And I know that she's up against the big box stores, and I know all that stuff, but honest to goodness, I think if somebody comes on this show and they will stay the course and let us do what we do, we might still have Becky Queen of Carpets.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what the quality of the merchandise was. Maybe she sold crappy, cheap carpet. I don't know. I don't tend to want to sell a lot of inferior stuff, but if it was... You know, carpet that was of the quality a lot of people would be looking for, and the price was competitive. It's a shame that they're having to go delinquent in over $150,000 in property taxes from 2011 at four of the stores. And there's a little history here, so I'm sorry to hear that the Becky. Now are the TikTok people still around?
He died.
They were big people. Is the big lady TikTok?
He was big. I don't know if she was that. She wasn't that big, but I don't know if they're still around. You don't see those commercials.
Oh, I just got a text from my friend Brandon. He said it was Wanda, Princess of Tile. That was her
partner. That's right. There were two years ago.
The blonde and the brunette.
Yeah. And then just Becky. So I hate to hear that. Once again, another retail.
I think there still is a TikTok shop out in Phelan.
Another business that this show could have saved. I'd like to think we could have saved that business. All right. We have to take our first break. We come back, and we would love to talk to you. This Jerry Sandusky thing just keeps getting sicker and better. And by better, I mean it looks more and more like this guy doesn't have a prayer. He's going to go to prison, and I hope so. So we'll just hit on that. We're not going to dwell on it. I love the story of the grandfather that shot the motorcycle guy. And for anybody who says, how can you like anybody being shot? Well, I'll tell you. If you walk up to a guy in a car and you punch him in the face, I don't care who spit first on the other one, which is childish nonsense. You want to go punching people in the face in their own car, you should get shot. And he got shot, and I think that's great that nobody got charged in that.
Oh, and speaking of Sandusky, too, I put that story over there for you. Did you see that guy that caught somebody molesting his four-year-old and just beat him to death?
Yeah. Here's a good news story. Guy walks in, catches a guy molesting his four-year-old daughter, and he beat him to death.
Yeah.
Where was that?
I don't have the town. I've got the story. It's not right in front of me. It doesn't matter where it was. It doesn't matter.
One more scumbag.
You ought to be able to, if you catch something like that happening, a stinking scumbag, child molesting, in this case, assailant, probably going to rape the little girl, kill him on the spot. And the day that that dad goes to jail, that's the day I don't want to live here anymore. When you can't kill a guy you catch assaulting your four-year-old daughter, we're in the wrong country. Chandler Hill Vineyards. We're not only in the right country, we're in the right part of the country for some really good wine. There was a time when even Napa Valley was not recognized in the real wine world. They didn't recognize California as a Bottle Shock. Rent that movie. It's a great movie. Have you seen it?
No,
but it's the true story of how California came to be recognized as real wine country, producing really good wine. Prior to that, in all the when they'd have the national competitions, it was just the French and whatever, and the German wines, and the California was kind of laughed at. And then there came that time when California entered some wines in this particular competition in France and won, and it shocked and stunned the world. And now we have Missouri. And I'm sure there was a time, I guarantee you, when anybody goes, Missouri wine? What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. That couldn't be any good. Yes, it could be, and it is. And Chandler Hill Vineyards, of all the wineries in this part of the country, and I, in fairness, I have to say I haven't been to every one of them. I've been to a few. I doubt that you're ever going to come to me with a winery that's equal to Chandler Hill in lots of ways. I'm sure they have some pretty good wine. They have some sweet wine, some dry wine, some expensive wine, some cheap. That's not the point. You show me a place that is as well thought out as Chandler Hill, I'd like to see it. I've yet to hear of anybody who said that a place like this exists. Most of these places close down in the fall. Weather gets cool, they close. Now, Chandler Hill. Chandler Hill is open year-round. This has become one of those it destinations for weddings, receptions, big functions, anniversaries, special occasion retirement parties, and also a great place as sort of a retreat for business lunches, and where a couple of guys or women could get together and just go have a wonderful lunch, a terrific menu, by the way, for lunch and dinner, a glass or two of wine, and beautiful scenery. Whether you're sitting outdoors or indoors, this is a magnificent winery. It's called Chandler Hill Vineyards. I would go online and check to make sure there's not a private party scheduled for whenever it is you plan to go out there. Give them a call. It's 15 minutes past Chesterfield Valley in Defiance. 15 minutes. The closest of any of the wineries around here to most of us in the St. Louis area. So go online. Go to this website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we have a vehicle fire that has the two right lanes closed now on northbound 55 just after Gasconade. Westbound 5570, that's a little slow from 3rd Street. Also, we have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 from Hampton through McCausland, a little slow between 270 and Mason. And on westbound 70 between the Blanchett Bridge and Zumbel, a little slow traffic due to an earlier accident there, and that's just in pockets. And this traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals? Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance continue. Every vehicle is available at Weber Value Price, including Cruises for $15,900 and Malibu LTs for $17,400. That's an LT with aluminum wheels and lots of upgrades for less than other dealers' base Malibus. There are no gimmicks. The Weber Value Price is available to everyone with no asterisks and no hidden rebates. With Weber Trade Assistance, when you trade a vehicle, you will receive top dollar for your trade and pay $1,000 less for a new car or $2,000 less for a new truck, including Silverado, Traverse, and Equinox. Yes, that makes your Cruise price just $14,900 and your Malibu LT price just $16,400 minus your trade. Again, every vehicle is on sale. Check out WeberChevrolet.com, then take off an additional up to $2,000 when you trade. That's $14,900 for a Cruise, $16,400 for a Malibu LT, $1,000 under Weber Value Price on every car, and $2,000 under every truck. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
Just in time for Father's Day, it's the Super Tuesday sale at Joseph A. Bank, where everything in the store is half off and more. Tuesday only. Like all Joseph A. Bank suits and sport coats. Now 70% off. Plus, all executive dress shirts and ties, traveler polos and shorts. Doorbuster priced at just $25. No wonder they call it Super Tuesday. That's at least half off everything at Joseph A. Bank. Suits and sport coats 70% off. And executive shirts and ties. And traveler polos and shorts for just $25. And most Joseph A. Bank stores are open early to give you time to wrap it all for the Father's Day he'll never forget. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday only. Half off and more at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank with five locations. In St. Louis and North Lindbergh. In Chesterfield. Lake St. Louis. In Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair. And in De Pere.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Your home is your biggest investment, and that's why I am having my new home built by McBride and Son. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. For a number of reasons, I trust McBride to build my home, but for the big one, they've been a fixture in St. Louis for over 65 years. With interest rates at all-time lows, great locations, and incredible value, there's never been a better time to buy with McBride and Son. Every part of town, in every price range, McBride and Son for your new home. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number. Bam! This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch. Oh, that one is crushed.
He knocks it out of the park. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I never remember who did it, though.
Matthew Wilder?
Yeah, Matthew
that was
Wilder.
His, that was Wilder. One of his many hit.
That's what it is.
We have a little time to talk here, believe it or not. 314-969. And I've learned my lesson about this KTRS thing. Some people use their voice command on their car, and so it doesn't know to dial KTRS. So it's 314-969-5877. Or toll-free, 888-550-5877.
I did find out the difference between the eagle that Tina saw. It's a juvenile eagle, and later when it grows up, it will get its white.
But it was huge.
So, but it was still a juvenile.
Oh.
When it gets older, it'll get the white. We don't have the golden eagles here. They're west.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. We have only the bald eagles here.
Did anybody else see the speech that's been making the rounds? It's been on TV and it's been on the internet. The commencement speech where whoever it was, and I don't know who it was, got up and said, "You're not special."
I saw the story. I didn't hear the whole speech,
though. I don't
know
who it was, but I have to tell you something. I love that speech.
I do, too.
The person basically got up and told the graduates, "You're not special. You don't have anything about you that entitles you to it." Because usually what people get up and go, "You're unique and you're special,
right,
and you can accomplish anything."
You don't necessarily have the right to become anything.
And you're just another graduate? Is that basically what
I've said this before. I've said this many times on this show. When I hear these people like Joel Osteen or whoever it is get up and say, "You can do anything you set your mind to. You can accomplish anything. You can be anything." That is not true. That's just not true. Don't you think that everybody at some point goes, "I want to be what," and they work at it and they try and they don't make it? Sometimes you just don't make it.
Yeah, you can have two people who have the same drive, the same level of education, and
one
somehow
of them,
during the course
one
of their
them
life,
marries the girl whose dad is head of the William Morris Talent Agency, and you got an agent.
Right.
It's circumstances a lot of times. It's luck. It's right time, right place.
Right.
So these people that say just because you put your mind to it and you want it, and if you want it badly enough, what a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of the Robert De Niro speech, was it?
No, Robert De Niro's was basically, go be a movie star.
Right.
That was his message.
A lot of money.
And that's a good one. But this thing about you're special and you can accomplish, I've always hated that, because I think a lot of people walk away from these motivational seminars all fired up, and they really believe, "Oh, I'm going to go knock them dead. I'm a salesman and I wasn't doing well before. Now I'm going to go sell." No. Maybe you're just not a good salesman. I don't care how many times Tony Robbins tells you he can increase your leads and your sales. You're not a good salesman.
Because the stories that you hear of those who rose to fame that started out in the gutter, you know, homeless, or those are few and far between.
That's right. And for every one of those, there are the
thousands.
Poor and the homeless who end up working for the state as a janitor at the legislative building. I mean, they don't necessarily get to be major league ball players or doctors or whatever they wanted to be.
And it doesn't make them any less of a person than the person.
No, I really enjoyed that speech because it's essentially saying just because you have a degree now, you think you're going to go out in the world and you're going to knock them dead. Maybe, maybe not. You're not special. You have to go out and make yourself special. You're not special yet. You got to do something to become special. Mm-hmm. I think it was a great speech. So maybe somebody will know who made it. I just caught a piece of it, but I like it. Here we go off to the phones. Phone numbers one more time, 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-5877. Here's Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better for somebody my young age.
Well, that's good to hear.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Usual thing. I mean, it's actually an honor to be talking to you guys.
Well, Ray, it's an honor to be talking to you because you're a listener. Without listeners, we'd have no show.
I wanted to make a comment about McGraw, but real quick, I had bought carpet from Becky's about, 10 years ago, and we had it put in a couple rooms. They did a good job. It was fine. It was good quality, so we were happy. And
I'm sorry to see they're closing.
Really?
They should have been on this show. It wouldn't have happened.
That's right. 30 or 40 people are now gone. Listen, you know that guy McGraw?
Yes, I do. I met him. I actually met him.
Well, he's on Channel 11 once in a while, once or twice a week, I don't know. But I cannot stand to look at him. He has to remember.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, I get Ray, in honesty, I can't stand to look at him either.
Well, the thing is, he has to remember he's on television. He's, you know, you can dress like however you want on radio, but when you're on TV, his hair looks like a rat's nest.
Yeah.
He's got the same shirt on all the time. He looks like a bum.
Well, he does not have good hygiene.
Is he married?
No. We don't know. He says no. He says
married.
He's not, which means he has a wife he's ashamed of, or he's actually not married. We don't. Sometimes if a guy's ashamed of his wife, he'll go, no, I'm not married.
He does like to dress casually.
Yeah. Ray, in fairness, all of us in radio, we're not exactly known for as prospective GQ magazine cover people.
Okay.
We're pretty casual. But I'm with you. He is a little on the sloppy and unkempt side, and not an attractive guy for television. But
well, yeah, it's just, I mean, you could have some fun with him, I guess. But
I don't think I could.
well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't mean that way.
Yeah.
I'm not a Jerry Sandusky.
Thank goodness. McGraw is an embarrassment sometimes in his appearance on television, but we just roll with it because we like him and we just kind of turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many times I was ready to get on the phone and call up Channel 11 and say, hey, what in the world's the matter with that guy? But I didn't.
Should. I think you should.
All right, I'll do that, but I thought if I talk to you people, you could really get on his case.
No, he doesn't talk to us.
But anyway,
he won't.
Okay,
listen.
I'll
Ray, call anytime.
You bet. Thanks.
And Ray, now hang on. We have a new way of closing out. This is where you say it has been my pleasure.
Well, that's true. It has really been my pleasure.
There you go. Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Ray gets it. He knows how to play. Here's Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM the PM, as always.
Glad to hear it.
I was just going to comment on some additional information about birds in general.
Okay.
The birds that we see are associated with the various, you know, colors and their feather design are males.
Right. Then the males are more brightly colored.
Yeah, like
usually.
The cardinal.
Right. And you take the cardinal, for example, the female is red, but it's got some black mixed into it and makes it look so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you see the two side by side, you really don't realize how the female is the lower sex of the species
mm-hmm.
in what we associate with.
Well, it's pretty much a metaphor for across all species because
here we go.
The women won't even look at a guy unless he's flashy or has a, you know, whatever he has to, you know, otherwise they just would.
But he's got a point.
I don't look at the guy from the outside. I look at him from the inside.
Wow.
All right. You guys
I like
are
women
all
from
there.
The inside,
where
too.
Where were you when I was looking for a wife? So you don't care if a man's heavy?
No.
You call my wife, have a talk with her. I like the way you think. Now, Debbie, are you an attractive woman or an average-looking woman?
I don't consider myself attractive.
That means you are attractive.
No.
Well, that makes you more attractive that you don't consider yourself attractive, see? If that means anything to you. Because if you'd said, I'm really good-looking, oh, man, I probably wouldn't even want to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
You're vain. See, you're too vain. But I know what you say. In the bird world, most all of the birds, if you see the real colorful one, that's the guy. And the plainer one, oh, that's the female.
Right. And with the bald eagle, they don't get start getting the white feathers until they're about 3 or 4 years old.
How do you know all of this?
When I was in second grade, the second grade teachers had a science class that was nothing but birds on Friday afternoon.
But you don't remember all this from something in second grade. You
must yes.
Oh, that's only like 20 years ago or something,
you
right?
You must have kept up with it, though. You
well,
must have continued.
They took us on field trips. They taught us, you know, we had books that we read about birds, and they made sure that we studied them.
I'm glad we have birds, but I don't get bird watching and really learning a lot about birds. That's never interested me. I don't know, you know, I know that a blackbird is black and a cardinal is red, and beyond that, I don't know much. A hawk is pretty big, but there are people that go out and they book literally trips mm-hmm. overseas with other people to take their binoculars and notebooks and go make notes on birds. I don't get that. But,
I would have loved that class that Debbie was in.
Yeah, Dan is scared of birds. He was attacked as a young boy, and he's scared of birds. So.
Oh, he would have enjoyed, even though our teachers were, neither one was married. They were, let's say, spinsters, you know, as you would.
Lesbians. Nobody was called a lesbian back then, but they could have been lesbians.
No, the one did end up marrying when she was in her late 50s.
Mm. Oh. Okay. All right.
What's the matter? The cat got
and
the
they were
shut up, Lauren.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Debbie.
They were, you know, strict and everything like that. Mm-hmm. This was like 1959. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not that much younger than you, Frank.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
We're both young. We're both in our 30s still.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the education on colors and
that's
birds.
Okay.
And Debbie, I think you know what to say now, don't you?
Yes, it's been my greatest pleasure.
Listen to Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Uh-huh. I like Debbie. We have like one time for one more. That'll be Doug. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this afternoon?
I've never been better. Thank you.
Well, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But what you were talking about earlier, how, you know, everybody's not special and you can't conquer the world just because you set your mind to it, made me think of Judge Smales, what he tells Danny in Caddyshack, and that is the world needs ditch diggers too.
That's right. You know what? That you've got a great point. If everybody were a CEO or a movie star, who's going to paint your house? Who's going to cut your grass?
Well, yeah, if everybody was a CEO, who would bail you out when you put your toilet or your company in the toilet?
Yeah. You got to have a government.
You got to have ditch diggers.
President and congressmen and people to do that. What do you do, Doug?
Well, actually, I'm an electrician.
See? You got to have electricians.
Mm-hmm.
That's a couple steps up from a ditch digger, I guess.
No, I disagree. I disagree. It'd be a dark, dark world at night without electricians. So.
Yes, they're very important.
Thank you for your service.
Well, it's been my pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Hey, Larry. Larry had something real quick before the break, and he would.
Let me jump in with Larry. Hello, Larry. What do you have?
Well, I'm AM into PM
thank
to
you.
Start with.
That's important.
But when it comes to bird watching, I'm a professional. I watch double-breasted mattress thrashers. They're my favorite, and it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, thank you, Larry. That's my favorite, too.
Mattress thrasher.
Double-breasted mattress thrasher. Tina, it's for you. It fell over. I picked it up. Okay. That's the kind of guy I am. Now, you know who's going to be mad? Jaco. When he comes in here, Charles Jaco hates a dirty carpet.
Yes, he does.
He's going to come in here now, and he's going to throw a fit.
Oh, boy.
Like he always does. First Community Credit Union is where we bank. It's where we'd like for you to bank. Do you realize that if everybody listening within a month took all of their checking, savings, car loans, whatever, over to First Community Credit Union and became members, as Peter Noon said with Herman's Hermits, what a wonderful world this would be.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
That was him.
I cannot even imagine the call from the president of the First Community to me. But Frank, I don't know what happened. This month, thousands and thousands of people all of a sudden decided to do their banking at First Community. It must be the show. Well, you know how we put Londoff on the map?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when he was struggling? And he came to us, came to the show.
And then they did that big expansion, and I think he finally owns his building and lot now.
Isn't that interesting? He was able to pay off his building and lot after he came on the air. We would love it. We'd love nothing more than for all of you to do your banking at First Community Credit Union. And quite frankly, why wouldn't you? I mean, do you really have a reason to bank where you bank? We will make exceptions for those of you whose husband or wife is a bank president or vice president. Okay. Or on the board. You people are excused. Your brother-in-law works there. It hurt his feelings if you bank. Okay, you're excused. But the rest of you, why wouldn't you want to bank somewhere where the rates are always competitive, the service is tremendous, and where you, as a member, are actually one of the owners? That's First Community Credit Union. Check out more at their website, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All lanes are open on northbound 55 at Gasconade. Now that vehicle fire is out, everything's gone. No problems there. Southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, you had a stalled tractor-trailer blocking a lane. They moved that off to the shoulder. But you are slow from 40 down to Doherty Ferry, and westbound 70 is heavy from 370 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. Every dad has something he needs to hear. So tell him this Father's Day with a Hallmark card from Walgreens. With short lines, great parking, and a wide variety, it's easy. Shopping simplified with Walgreens. There's a way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low-detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low-detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
The talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.